You've been called the new king of indie sleaze. What does that mean to you?
I don't know. It's just, it's a little bit ridiculous. I don't even really know what indie sleaze means.
Just staying up late and liking guitar music.
Staying up late, having fun, and making, like, it's kind of just like a return to extroversion in music, you know, making music that's for other people to be heard in real life, you know, that's not just meant to end up on a playlist or end up in a coffee shop or something. It's music that has, like, a lot more of a, you know, an intense, sometimes hedonistic thing. So that's just stuff I'm all about. So
do you ever, like, sense, are there any great misconceptions about the Dare, or do you just not pay mind to that?
I don't know if there's any great misconceptions. You know, if anyone's saying that I'm not the most talented, sexy man on the planet, they might be confused.
In terms of, like, championing New York music, and there's, like, always, like, connotations of LCD.
No, I love LCD. I've listened to LCD since I was, like, 12 or something. Yeah, I feel like LCD, and then after that, like, sort of the Parquet Courts, Brooklyn post-punk scene.
That was a whole era.
Those two eras were kind of, like, super formative in, like, establishing my idea of, like, what New York music was. And even Parquet Courts went a little more dance punk later on as well. And then, of course, I, like, did a real deep dive and sort of learned just how many people were involved in creating that whole world beyond...